Approximately 5.3 million people in the United States are battling Alzheimer's, and it ranks as the seventh leading cause of death. According to the Alzheimer's Association, 16 million individuals could be afflicted by 2050. So Mayo Clinic is working hard with leading researchers to curb this debilitating and deadly disease. Dr. Ron Peterson is the director of Mayo Clinic Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. He says the first warning sign or symptom of this disease surrounds memory loss.
We all get a little more forgetful as we age. We might forget where our reading glasses are, where our car keys are. But when we start to forget important information and information that we formerly would have remembered quite easily, that becomes a little bit more disconcerting. And so if you observe this either in yourself or in your loved one, it's best to bring this to the attention of your personal physician.
Dr. Peterson understands forgetfulness can be due to other complications, but it should not be casually dismissed. He was a personal physician for the late former President Ronald Reagan, treating the president's Alzheimer's disease. The impact of the president's diagnosis shows the indiscriminate nature of Alzheimer's.
It certainly increased everyone's awareness of the disease and to a certain extent even highlighted the fact that, gee, if a former president of the United States could get this, maybe I will too. It puts everybody at risk and it highlights the fact that nobody's immune to developing a disease like this.
So with everyone essentially at risk, Mayo Clinic is busy looking for ways to be on the proactive front with Alzheimer's. In a study on aging, Mayo Clinic discovered there are predictors as to who may develop Alzheimer's, which has led to extensive work in the labs.
We've been developing imaging tests, blood tests, other signs that actually tell us who's at risk for the disease. The idea behind this work, of course, is that when the treatments, the disease-modifying therapies, are developed, that we'll be able to intervene as soon as possible.
And that's not all they've been researching.
I think we have a much better understanding about some of the underlying causes of the disease, certain proteins that are deposited in the brain that cause the damage. And so now, a great deal of effort is being expended toward developing therapies that are aimed at these various proteins in the brain. The idea being, again, that once we identify medications that can halt the deposition of this protein in the brain, that we might be able to actually prevent the disease altogether.
Dr. Peterson recently returned from a conference on Alzheimer's disease, which revealed how vital lifestyle modifications can be in this fight as well.
There's a great deal of evidence coming forward now indicating that if we remain physically active, particularly with regard to aerobic exercise, if we remain intellectually active and eat a heart-healthy diet, that these lifestyle changes may actually have a significant effect on postponing cognitive changes and maybe even Alzheimer's disease itself.
And the doctor has a great way to exercise the brain.
If I try to figure out what pitch they're going to throw next and whether they're going to do a hit and run or a double steal or what's going on, that's the way I stay intellectually stimulated during the summer.
For a free health screening or the opportunity to speak with a Mayo Clinic expert, stop by the Mayo Clinic kiosk in the main concourse behind home plate during the games on August 19th or 21st.